WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Special reports, protests turned violent. I'm Elliot Francis. Dallas police have been negotiating overnight with a suspect in a sniper attack that killed at least five officers and wounded six others. Police Chief David Brown tells more.
The suspect that we are negotiating with that has exchanged gunfire with us has told our negotiators that the end is coming and he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement. And that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown.
Three other suspects are in custody. Those attacks happened during a peaceful demonstration protesting recent police-involved shootings. Amanda Clean was caught in the middle.
Could this really be happening in Dallas? I think that's what was on everyone's mind. Because there's a little bit of a hesitation. And then everybody just started sprinting, like running as if like the cops are not going to stop. And they didn't stop.
Police say the attack was an organized ambush. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama says the deadly shootings by police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota are not isolated incidents and that the U.S. has a serious problem.
When we see data that indicates disparities in how African Americans and Latinos may be treated in various jurisdictions around the country, then it's incumbent on all of us to say we can do better than this. We are better than this. And to not have it degenerate into the usual political scrum, we should be able to step back, reflect, and ask ourselves, what can we do better so that everybody feels as if they're equal under the law?
A Louisiana TV station is reporting only one of the officers involved in the shooting of Alton Sterling Tuesday fired the deadly shots. Officer Blaine Salamone is believed to have fired all the shots that killed Sterling. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Manassas. Just hours before that big protest in Dallas that ended in gunfire, there was a big rally here in Washington as well. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered near the White House, then marched to the Capitol to protest the police shootings this week of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota. Speakers expressed their anger.
You see a black person and you're so fearful that you just have to pull a trigger if they sneeze.
When the protesters reached the Capitol, a small group of lawmakers came out to meet them. D.C. police have released body cam video showing officers confronting a man with a gun a couple of weeks ago, an incident that ended in that man's death.
Over there.
As it turned out, the gun that 63-year-old Sherman Evans had was a BB gun. Trials underway in Baltimore in the fourth of the six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Yesterday, the police department's IT director testified that Lieutenant Brian Rice was sent a copy of the department's policy requiring that suspects be seatbelted in before transporting them, but he also testified he couldn't confirm if Rice had actually read the memo. Authorities say gang violence is on the rise in Montgomery County.
There have been 10 gang-related homicides in Montgomery County over the last 9 months. Half involved El Salvador-based MS-13. So why is the violence escalating? Police Captain Paul LaCore.
Things have changed dramatically over the last year in Central America.
LaCore says tensions are growing between Central American governments and gangs,
which is also leading to increased pressures on the American affiliates here in the United States to be able to produce more income for the gangs,
which often means more violence. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,896. The Nasdaq at 48,77. Sports, the Nets blow two leads and fall to the Mets. The O's were idle. They open a weekend series against the Angels at home tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Daniel Murphy. Made his former team pay in May. Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. The Washington Nationals.
5-3 double play.
There are no E's in these gloves.
He's got it.
Hit for the social site. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes Sunday at 12:30 on Messin.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, there's a crash on the inner loop side involving one reported to be overturned. This just happened just a few moments ago on the inner loop north of the toll road. But before you get to the Georgetown Pike, it looks like police arriving at the scene. Fire and rescue directing everyone to the far right lane to get by. Again, this is an inner loop of the Beltway leaving Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. On the outer loop side, you see all the activity. Right now, no delay on the outer loop, but inner loop starts to slow. For 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway, good. Maryland and Virginia 95, no problem. Beltway through Silver Spring, Bethesda, Prince George's County, good. Quiet across the Anacostia Crossing, Southeast Southwest Freeway. Your travel lanes are open here early on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Gainesville, 75 in La Plata, 79 degrees in Washington. A night of violence aimed at the police in Dallas, Texas. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's Friday. It's 5:07, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Jesse Jane Duff, retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, is sitting in for Brian Wilson. Good morning,
Good
Jesse Jane.
Good morning, motivators.
Good to have you this morning, and you are waking up or starting your day with us as a grim story continues to develop that has been developing overnight in Dallas, Texas. Around 10 p.m. Eastern, shots rang out in downtown Dallas after a peaceful protest by Black Lives Matter activists. What appears to be a coordinated attack in Dallas has now left 6 police officers dead and 5 wounded, 11 total shot last night, and there's still an ongoing situation. And we're going to be giving you the latest on this as the story develops. In fact, in just 10 minutes, we're going to join Alan Skaya, who is our reporter in Dallas, and we'll get the latest on the ground there. As the morning develops, we will give you everything that we know as this continues to unfold. In fact, we are told that President Obama, who landed last night in Warsaw, Poland, he is set to give a speech. Now, he gave a speech last night about Black Lives Matter and about the 2 officer-involved shootings that have gripped the nation over the last 48 hours, one out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and one out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. He gave that speech prior to this terror attack in Dallas. So he will be giving new comments today. In just a few moments, and we'll chime in with him as soon as we hear that the president has stepped up to the microphone. Also coming up this morning, just so you know, there are other stories that we're covering for you. 705 Ami Hober, she is running for Congress in the 6th District. She wants to comment on yesterday's hearings on the Hill with FBI Director James Comey. In fact, coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to replay an interview with Representative Will Hurd about that as well. We're also going to check in at 735 with Katie Fang, Fox News analyst, legal correspondent. We're also going to check in later this morning with Rod Wheeler, D.C. homicide detective, who has been doing overnight work for Fox News. Let's give you the latest, though, Jesse Jane, as we welcome everybody this morning as they start their day. Mm-hmm. Once again, there was a protest in Dallas last night. This was a spontaneous, peaceful protest. And I just do want to say,
yes, it was peaceful.
Nothing happened. No violence came during this protest. As the protest was winding down, around 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, suddenly shots rang out. And I just want to, just so you know, I just flipped the numbers. 5 officers are dead in Dallas. 6 are wounded. 11
were
officers
shot.
Total shot. And what is described as a coordinated attack, the reports that we are getting here tell us that there were 3 gunmen using rifles, and they were in a triangulated
formation. In other words, they mm-hmm. had very planned, strategic geographic locations in this square mm-hmm. where the police officers were congregating, doing their job protecting and keeping the peace during this protest. And the reports that we're getting out of Dallas tell us that the police, of course, as soon as the shots rang out, what was their instinct? Run towards the fire, protect the protesters.
Yes.
And, of course, that made them very vulnerable. Now, we're told, and we're getting some conflicting reports on this, but the latest is that there is still one gunman at large. Well, not at large. He is held up in a parking garage right now, and the police are negotiating with him. Three people have been taken into custody. They were stopped by police in a Mercedes. Let me give you the latest out of Dallas. This is a press conference that occurred just about an hour and a half ago. This is Police Chief David Brown telling everybody the latest.
We have in custody a female who was in the same area of the El Centro garage, and we followed a Mercedes with two suspects who had camouflage bags, who officers end up stopping on traffic in the Oak Cliff area near Polk and 67, and they are in custody and being interviewed.
Police Chief David Brown out of Dallas. We're also told not only do they have these camouflage bags, but we're also told in many of these reports that they were wearing some sort of body armor.
Yes, they had Jesse body armor on.
Yeah. Which tells us, again, that this was planned, this was coordinated. Now, how long it takes to plan and coordinate this sort of thing is anyone's guess, but it sure sounds like there was a lot of forethought. They had vehicles mm-hmm. set up, ready to get away. They had these bags full of the armaments that they wanted to use, body armor, and they had these strategic locations already mapped out. Of course, they could never have predicted specifically where this protest would take place, necessarily, unless they had some sort of advanced understanding.
It's possible they were just waiting for something. It's hard to believe that they had coordinated this. Well, it's possible they coordinated this very quickly, knowing that they were going to do something. They already had their body armor. They already had their weapons. And then as soon as these incidents happened with Mississippi and Minneapolis, they basically said, now's our moment.
Yep.
Let's go.
There were also reports from this suspect who's still holed up in the garage about bombs being planted. Let's go back to this press conference that occurred just about 90 minutes ago.
The suspect has told our negotiators that the end is coming and he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement, and that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown. So we are being very careful in our tactics so that we don't injure or put any of our officers in harm's way.
It's important to note some of the important historical aspects of this attack. This is the deadliest attack on law enforcement since 9/11 here in the United States of America. Of course, the attack of 9/11 was on all innocent Americans. Police and first responders were a big part of it because of their duty to respond to the initial events at the World Trade Center. The difference here is this is an attack specifically targeting police.
It doesn't sound like they had shot anybody who was not in uniform.
Right.
It sounds as if it was it's obviously directly targeted. And the fact that they were loading up their Mercedes and speeding out. It appears that those were suspects speeding out of there. They were definitely trying to get away with it and probably cause harm elsewhere.
We know nothing about the description of the suspects that are in custody now. We know nothing about
the police either.
The police officers. We do know what the police officers did as soon as the shooting occurred. Here's Chief David Brown again.
Some of the stories I've heard from officers talking about what happened, running toward gunfire to help the injured officers, to get them transported to the hospital by patrol car, not having the time to wait for an ambulance. And just there's so many stories of great courage.
Well, of course, our prayers are with all of the family members and the souls of these dead officers in Dallas, and frankly, with all police officers in this country, as the tension in our nation couldn't be any higher. In fact, I mentioned the president made comments earlier last evening prior to the events in Dallas. He was focusing on the shootings in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, as well as Baton Rouge, Louisiana. These are tough times for police and civilian relations at this time. So really quickly, let's go to Ben in Winchester. He wants to chime in on this based on what we've been talking about in Dallas. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I mean, if you live in any city, you know where the protests are going to be and the routes they're going to take because you've lived there and you've been through other protests. I mean, this last night in D.C., we had one where they went from the White House to the Capitol, or they go from the Capitol to the White House. Like, when I grew up in PG County, you know, when the students were mad about something, they'd gather on campus and then march in Lindening's house at University Park.
Always protesting, you know, the same place. They're always directed by the police in the same direction. Mm-hmm. So these guys could have, again, we're speculating, but that's part of what happens when you cover events like this. Quite possibly these guys could have said, okay, next time there's a big protest, here's what we're going to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they executed their plan. All right, Ben, thanks for that. Listen, we're going to be taking your calls and reaction on this developing story all morning long and various aspects of it. But in just one moment, we're going to be joined by Alan Skaya. He is in Dallas. He'll give us the latest. He's our correspondent on the ground there. So keep with us as this story develops, a grim, grim way to start our Friday morning. But we will give you all of the latest as it develops, including the president's remarks out of Warsaw in just a moment. But first, it's 5:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we're off to a little bit of a rough start here on the Virginia Beltway, so just keep alert if you're traveling Virginia Beltway interloop, say leaving the Tysons area toward the American Legion Bridge. The crash between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, only one right lane getting by. So see a lot of activity here at the scene of the crash, about 25 minutes old now. But again, on the interloop before the Georgetown Pike, before you get the Legion Bridge, stay far right to get by the crash. That's our biggest situation right now. The rest of the Beltway looks good. Maryland, no troubles. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. And then everyone continuing in through Chevrolet 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in through D.C. Quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we've got mixed clouds and sun this morning and then scattered thunderstorms developing later this afternoon. Today's high is 92 degrees, looking at a 60% chance of rain today. Tonight, a stray shower thunderstorm overnight, low of 76 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy with a stray shower thunderstorm possible, high in the 94 degree area. And then Sunday, a few clouds, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, Sunday is looking like the best day of the weekend. No rain in the forecast and the highs in the mid-80s, which is better than 90s. Right now, it's 80 degrees in the nation's capital at 517.
Learn directly from the experts the skills you need for a fulfilling career in cyber and national security at UMUC's National Security Career Discussion at Dorsey Station, July 20th. Find out how UMUC can help prepare you for your future. For more information, visit umuc.edu/radio.
We don't have a lot of cooperation to find those answers, but we will be continuing our interrogation of the people we have in custody. We just are not getting the cooperation we'd like to know that answer of why, the motivation, who they are. But our detectives are diligently interviewing and interrogating these people, and we'll find it out and share it with you as soon as we have it.
Chief David Brown of the Dallas Police Department in a press conference about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, giving the latest, and you heard him there. No motive known, but they are interviewing suspects. Let's go straight to Alan Skaya now. He is our man on the ground in Dallas. Thanks for joining us on a very grim morning, Alan.
Yeah, you bet. And that's something that that the police chief has been saying. And actually, also something that we've heard from the mayor of Dallas is, you know, at a time like this, you know, the city needs to come together. And that's something that we've also heard from the governor and from the White House, that this is a time when you sort of learn what it means to be an American.
Yeah. Alan, this is a terrorist attack. This was a planned, motivated attack specifically against police officers. What the motives behind the terror attack is, we don't know, of course. Do we know anything about these suspects? Have they given any kind of indication as to who they are, what their race may be, what their ethnicity may be, what their names are, anything?
No, we haven't learned a whole lot about these shooters. Just that they were really positioned strategically along the route for this rally, and that's something they had done. You know, we were asking the police chief last night, was there any evidence on social media? Was there anything that may have given away a location for these people? And he said, you know, police are still looking at that, but they hadn't seen any red flags in the days leading up to this.
If I can
they
follow
didn't have anything that said, hey, listen, we're worried that something may happen.
Quick follow up on that, Alan. We just had a caller who said, and rightly so, that usually when there are protests in a major urban center, they usually take place in the same place and the route is usually the same. Can you tell us, give us any insight into where this took place in Dallas and whether this is a place where we usually have this kind of protest?
Yeah, it's it kind of went right through the middle of downtown, and so yeah, it is where you would expect something like this to happen. It didn't take, you know, it didn't veer off, you know, toward you know, the arena where the Mavericks play or anything like that.
Hey,
it
Alan,
went down the you know, streets right in the middle of the I'm going to describe it as sort of that central business district.
Alan, I'm sorry to do this to you, Alan, but the president is now making remarks live out of Warsaw, and we want to go straight to him.
Whatever assistance Dallas may need as it deals with this tremendous tragedy, we still don't know all the facts. What we do know is that there has been a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on law enforcement. Police in Dallas were on duty doing their jobs, keeping people safe during peaceful protests. These law enforcement officers were targeted, and nearly a dozen officers were shot. Five were killed. Other officers and at least one civilian were wounded. Some are in serious condition, and we are praying for their recovery. As I told Mayor Rawlings, I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas. According to police, there are multiple suspects. We will learn more, undoubtedly, about their twisted motivations. But let's be clear, there is no possible justification for these kinds of attacks or any violence against law enforcement. The FBI is already in touch with the Dallas police, and anyone involved in these senseless murders will be held fully accountable. Justice will be done. I will have more to say about this as the facts become more clear. For now, let me just say that even as yesterday I spoke about our need to be concerned as all Americans about racial disparities in our criminal justice system, I also said yesterday that our police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the vast majority of them do their job in outstanding fashion. I also indicated the degree to which we need to be supportive of those officers who do their job each and every day, protecting us and protecting our communities. Today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices that they make for us. We also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic. And in the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities as well. In the meantime, today, our focus is on the victims and their families. They are heartbroken. The entire city of Dallas is grieving. Police across America, which is a tight-knit family, feels this loss to their core. And we're grieving with them. I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day. With that, I want to thank Presidents Tusk and Juncker for our work.
All right, and that's Warsaw. The president in Warsaw. Again, he's there for a summit with that nation and discussing European issues. You may have heard me groan there on mic, not knowing that the mic was on, because he did mention high-powered weapons. The president could not
help himself.
But we will. You know what? I'll just let my groan be the beginning and end of my commentary on the president's remarks for now. It is. And I'm sorry, Alan Skaya, that we had to cut out there. Is Alan still with us out of Dallas? Just checking in. Hey, Alan, are you there still? Yeah, we had to move away from Alan. We will be touching base with him later in the morning as well. By the way, the latest now is the suspect that was holed up in the parking garage is now dead. And the initial reports are is he's dead at from his own hand, that he shot himself after a protracted negotiation with Dallas police. More on this story as it develops and plenty more this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Keep it right here. You don't want to go anywhere on a morning like this. It's 524.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our SecureIt webpage. Thank you.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we have an early beltway crash, but we have an additional lane now getting by. So a little bit of an improvement here on the inner loop of the beltway, leaving Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. The crash before you get to the Georgetown Pike, now two right lanes get by. You'll see a lot of activity still at the scene of the crash. Outer loop, you get by without any delay. On 66, looking good as you come through Manassas Centerville. Suddenly, I'm seeing a slight slowdown here approaching Nutley Street. So crews are actually moving the cameras around here. 66 east at Nutley Street before you get to the Beltway may have a new problem. So keep alert, 66 commuters. 95, 395 has been quiet. 270 without any troubles. And just a heads up, in addition to Safe Search 3 on the Metro Rail, right now, red line single tracking between Shady Grove Road and Grosvenor due to an unscheduled track repair. So delays there expected. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. So they'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 80 degrees at 527.
Nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we will continue to give you the latest out of Dallas. And also, we're going to play an interview I did yesterday with Representative Will Hurd, Republican of Texas. He was at that oversight committee hearing with FBI Director Comey. Yes, there are other big stories that we've got to cover, including specifically that hearing with Director James Comey. Plenty to talk about there, too. Keep it right here on WMAL. Now, the latest out of Dallas, Bill Thompson, WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The situation in Dallas may not be over yet after a night of violence in which five police officers were killed and six others injured by sniper fire. Correspondent Sarah Seidner in Dallas has some late developments.
We are now learning that police are telling us a suspect, one suspect that we know of so far, has been killed. We do not know whether or not this scene is active still or not, but we know that a suspect has been killed, according to Dallas police. Now, remember that earlier today, not very long ago, they said they believe there were two snipers, two shooters, but we have just learned that at least one of the suspects has been killed.
And correspondent Alan Skaya reported that police are still trying to learn more about the gunman.
We were asking the police chief last night, was there any evidence on social media? Was there anything that may have given away a location for these people? And he said, police are still looking at that, but they hadn't seen any red flags in the days leading up to this.
Skaya spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall, and just a few minutes ago, President Obama spoke about the Dallas violence from a NATO summit in Poland.
These law enforcement officers were targeted, and nearly a dozen officers were shot. Five were killed. Other officers and at least one civilian were wounded. Some are in serious condition, and we are praying for their recovery. As I told Mayor Rawlings, I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas.
Stay with WMAL and WMAL.com as we get more details on the situation in Dallas this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,896, the NASDAQ at 48,77. Sports, the Mets narrow the Nationals' NL East lead to 3 games with a win over the Nats. The O's had the night off. They take on the Angels tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and if you're in the market to sell your home, then I want to tell you about my good friends, Realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. The Reynolds just sold Kevin Sloan's home in Chantilly in just 5 days. They sold Mike and Maria's home in Manassas in 7 days at full asking price. These sellers needed top dollar and needed to move, so they called Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. What did they do? They sold their homes and got them packing. What separates Debbie and Sarah from all the other realtors? They're working with over 5,300 ready home buyers right now. They already have the buyers. They even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds Team at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway still dealing with the crash on the inner loop as you leave the Tysons area toward the Legion Bridge. Stay to the far right. Two right lanes get by before you get to the Georgetown Pike. On 66, looking like a good start here through Manassas, Centerville. Had a brief slowdown in the Nutley Street area before you get to the Beltway, but crews not finding anything there, and the pace getting a little bit better. North on 95 and 395 out of Stafford to the 14th Street Bridge with lanes reported open. Maryland, 270 between Frederick and the Beltway with no early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94. Stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Herndon, 72 in Olney, 79 degrees in Washington. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Larry O'Connor here and Jesse Jane Duff, a retired gunnery sergeant from the Marine Corps.
Yes, good morning, motivators.
Here. Always good to have you, Jesse Jane, on a very busy news morning as we continue to follow the events out of Dallas, where you just heard a great update from Bill Thompson, WMAL News. We'll give you the latest coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also later this morning, Ami Hober at 7:05. She's running for Congress in Maryland. We're also going to check in with Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst at 7:35. A very busy morning here, so stay with us. Also, though, want to talk about some of the events yesterday on Capitol Hill, where there was a absolutely remarkable hearing in the House Oversight Committee, where FBI Director James Comey was questioned quite severely, frankly, on his judgment in not bringing charges against Hillary Clinton. One of the more headline-making questioning came from Representative Will Hurd out of Texas. I spoke with him yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5. Here's a little bit of that.
So the former Secretary of State, one of the president's most important advisors on foreign policy and national security, had a server in her basement that had information that was collected from our most sensitive assets, and it was not protected by anyone, and that's not a crime? That's outrageous.
That was Congressman Will Hurd, representative out of Texas, in today's Oversight Committee hearing of FBI Director James Comey. And it's a good question. How is this not a crime? That's outrageous. Congressman Hurd joins us now. And did you ever get an answer to that question, Congressman?
Well, the answer is that she didn't have intent, or that the former Secretary of State couldn't tell the difference between unclassified and classified information. And to me, that's even more outrageous, considering this is one of the senior folks within the president's cabinet that deals with national security, with foreign policy. It's mind-boggling to me.
It is, and many Americans. And I watched so much of the proceedings today. Honestly, it gave me a bit of a migraine, so I couldn't watch all of it. But this idea of intent, this is such a deliberate act. She jumped through so many hoops to put this server in her basement or wherever it was up there in Chappaqua. How does this not fall under the category of intent, Congressman Hurd?
Listen, you know, I think most of the 4 hours was devoted to that question, and I'm not a lawyer by training. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA, and you know, the issue I believe at hand here is maybe we need to tighten up the law and how it's interpreted. You know, the question about willingness. Was inferred by the Department of Justice and the FBI when it wasn't written into the law and when passed by Congress. And listen, most of your listeners, they're driving home from jobs and they're probably handling classified information.
You bet.
You know, everybody, you know, to think that a Secretary of State doesn't know how to protect information. And the reality is, this was a line of questioning I didn't get to. They talk about the classification markings. You know, when you have a classified document, usually it's classified at the top of the document and the bottom, and then each paragraph has a parentheses with a C, which means confidential. Why was that included in some of these unclassified emails? Was there cut and paste from a classified system, and they put it somehow onto a thumb drive and moved it somewhere else?
Which, again, is a pretty intentional act.
That's my point, exactly. Or if you're sitting there typing on your computer and you know that you're at your home or whatever, and you're putting classification markings in the email, it's like you should know what you're doing is not proper because this is a system that you're not using.
Well, yeah. and again, you mentioned that you were a CIA officer. I mean, you know these things pretty clearly. I think anyone who touches classified information knows that intent doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm guessing that if you had done this as a CIA officer, you couldn't stand up there and say, well, I didn't intend for this to happen. I didn't intend to do anything malicious. You'd be busted, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%. And the director of the FBI was asked that question. If somebody in the FBI did this, what would happen? He said, oh, there's all kinds of things that would have happened. And likely that this kind of activity would hurt someone from even being hired by the FBI. And again, I get frustrated. Look, it is Washington, D.C. It's close to November. Everybody wants to, you know, hurl all kind of political accusations. But for me, this is how do you prevent creating a culture where your senior government officials do not protect and value classified information, and that is eroding a culture, and it's sending a message to our men and women that are every single day that are involved in classified operations or the foreign assets that are giving us information and risking their lives to help us drive U.S. foreign policy. You know, what message is this sending to them? And the Director Comey said, wearing his counterintelligence hat, that this activity definitely eroded the protection of America's secret.
All right. That our conversation with Will Hurd from yesterday will continue in just a moment. It was a long interview, and I want to get you up to date on it. It was a very serious hearing. I know Jesse Jane Duff, you monitored it as well.
Yes, exactly.
And I thought the Republicans held up pretty well in this thing.
They
I know
did an exceptional job at grilling. There were a few Democrats who decided to go on a few diatribes on their own issues. But what I was very impressed with was that they were able to make a lot of significant points that the American public needed to know. Had they not called that hearing, we would have had question marks, and we're very aware now of what the details are involved. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump now has a long list of talking points based upon that hearing.
If he is focused and capable of making that argument,
yes.
You're right. I pray that he is. All right. So more of this interview yesterday with Representative Will Hurd on the Comey investigation. Also more on the developments out of Dallas, Texas. A very busy morning, and that's why you're going to keep it right here on WMAL. It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, staying positive. Some progress has been made here on this crash on the Virginia Beltway inner loop before you get to the American Legion Bridge before the Georgetown Pike. Stay to the right, two right lanes. Continue to get by the crash. However, the delay is beginning now before you get to the toll road. So early morning volume, glad you're paying attention. Expect that again, stay to the right. 395 off the Beltway, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Fantastic. Looking good into town each direction on the southeast, southwest freeway. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway lanes open. Metro Rail, do have some delays this morning. Now, everyone, we know we're in Safe Track Surge number 3, where the blue and yellow lines are shut down between Reagan National Airport and Braddock Road through July 11th. But in addition, this morning, red line single tracking between Shady Grove and Grosvenor on scheduled track repairs. And the red line, there's a track problem outside of Bethesda, so they're single tracking also between Friendship Heights and Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Director Comey, do you have a server in your basement?
I do not.
Does anybody in the FBI have a server in their basement or in their house?
I don't know. Not.
Do you think it's likely?
I think it's unlikely.
I would think so, too.
That was Representative Will Hurd yesterday, again, congressman out of Texas, with one of the more effective questioning of FBI Director James Comey, again, trying to get to the bottom of how charges weren't brought against Hillary Clinton. We had him on Washington's Drive at 5. We continue with his interview here. I want you to hear the rest of it, and then we will circle back and give you the latest out of Dallas as well, as we have this continuing story developing there. But here was the final part of this interview with Congressman Hurd yesterday. Our guest is Congressman Will Hurd from Texas, who really gained a lot of attention today in his very, very lively in questioning of FBI Director James Comey. And I've got to ask also about the whole question of, you just sort of brought it up a little bit, about the Democrats saying this was political theater. You're in the Oversight Committee. Congress's job is to make sure that the administration is executing their job properly. You would be remiss if you didn't have a hearing about this to find out exactly what happened at such a high, sensitive level, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And what frustrates me is that based on some of the questions that my colleagues don't understand how classification works, how the the collection of classified information happens and how that is shared. And so to not understand that and to not know the difference of a personal server and commercial email, to not know that difference either is pretty frustrating.
Based on the questions and answers that happened today at the hearing, what do you think happened here? I mean, you got to look Director Comey in the eye. You got to hear all of his answers. Did somebody get to him? Is this just a gross misunderstanding of the law? What happened?
So to me, I think, Jim Comey, director of the FBI, has a long history of service. I disagree with him on a lot of things. And this is his interpretation of the law. We were asked, you know, was this a unanimous decision within the FBI? He said not all the FBI was involved with this, but the handful of people that were, it was unanimous. He's had former colleagues from Department of Justice when he was there. He was the number two guy in DOJ. He's had people say they would have prosecuted this. And his retort was, well, how come they didn't do this when they were in? The question is, Is this an interpretation of the law? I think it is. Mm-hmm. Is it a correct interpretation? Man, it's hard for me to believe that, especially when you line out all the things that were actually happening and that was checked. And again, the American people are scratching their heads and saying if they would have done something, and even though they didn't mean to do it, they would have still had the book thrown at them.
Yeah. It's hard to look at this and not think that there's two sets of laws in this country, one for, you know, everyday Joes and another set for the elites who are at the highest levels of power. Once again, that was from yesterday's Washington Drive at 5. Jesse Jane Duff, that really is sort of the crux of it here and something that continues to resonate, that Hillary Clinton and other high-level elected officials play by a different set of rules.
And they're above the law, and I think for people on active duty in the military who have been court-martialed, need to appeal to the military's appeals boards.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Listen, we've got more on yesterday's proceedings on Capitol Hill. We'll play you Trey Gowdy's great questioning later this morning as well, and we'll check in with Congress, the candidate for Congress in Maryland 6th District, Ami Hober, who has some strong feelings about this, and the latest out of Dallas. You betcha, that is still a developing story as well. A busy morning. Keep it here on Mornings on the Mall. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Esther Levy of Warwick, New York, recently went to the Cancun Inn, a popular restaurant there that serves Mexican food. She and a friend, a retired judge, were seated, and they ordered two sangrias. I should mention that Ms. Levy was wearing her Make America Great Again hat and a Donald Trump button. Here's what they say happened according to the New York Post. The server, who had cheerfully taken their order, returned to the table minus the sangrias. She had a message. Ms. Levy and the judge had to leave. The waitress had been given orders not to serve them. Now, on the way out of the Cancun Inn in Orange County, New York, the co-owner confronted them. He angrily told them that Hillary is going to win, the restaurant does not serve Trump supporters, and they should get out and never come back. The restaurant later claimed on social media that Levy and the judge were being rowdy and rude to the staff. An allegation Ms. Levy says is nonsense. It was made clear they were ejected for supporting Trump. Oh, and this. The police were called but said they couldn't do anything because the restaurant's private business and can deny service to whoever they want, which is true. Unless, of course, you're a small-town bakery and you don't want to make a same-sex wedding cake due to religious convictions. Then you get sued and almost run out of business in today's America, amigo. Learn it, love it, and live it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. Membership start just $9.99 a month plus applicable tax. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Daniel Murphy.
Here it goes from Murphy!
Made his former team pay in May.
He's got it!
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. The Washington Nationals.
5-3 double play.
There are no E's in these gloves.
He's got it.
Hit for the social site. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes Sunday at 12:30 on Messin.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busiest area right now, Virginia Beltway Interloop, leaving Tysons toward the American Legion Bridge. Still with accident cleanup. Had one that was overturned on the Interloop before you get to the Georgetown Pike. Still two right lanes get by the scene of the crash. Getting inbound on the toll road, starting to see some of that volume getting heavy to merge onto those backups of the Capitol Beltway. Maryland Beltway, you've been quiet. No major problems heading through town. Just starting to see some of the volume building. DC 295 South past East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. So they'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees at 5:56.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we're about to give you the latest in our news report here from Bill Thompson on what's happening in Dallas. But we're also going to want to hear from you, especially law enforcement and maybe families of law enforcement.